for Moncada today. 0-for-1 and a couple of errors defensively. First pitch, a called strike number one. I have a feeling this will be the last inning we see out of Cumming. 50 pitches, 30 strikes. It's the 0-1 curveball. That one dropped in for a strike. So very quickly, Moncada falls behind 0-2. Guess he would call for time here. So that run in the fourth inning by the M's is the ODOT run of the game. In Oregon, we take distracted driving seriously, which is why you can be pulled over and receive fines for up to $2,500 if convicted of driving while using a mobile device. So please, park your phone before you start your car. Moncada now back in the box, coming ready from the belt. The 0-2 pitch, fastball up and in, 1-2. Does look like there's some movement over in the M's bullpen. Someone getting up, getting loose, so it does confirm that probably the last inning we see here from Dylan is the next pitch. Misses outside for a ball. Evens up the count here at 2-2. Really, really impressive stuff from Dylan Cumming to 7 1/3 of scoreless baseball as the 2-2 breaking ball just misses the zone. My goodness. I think myself and a couple of other people here at Funko thought that was strike three. Said now he's ready from the belt. The payoff pitch swung on and missed. He goes down swinging, so it doesn't matter anyways. A swinging strikeout for the second out of the fifth. Strikeout number four for Dylan. Brings up the seven-hole hitter Hunter Fitzgerald. A strikeout so far today for him. First pitch to him, fastball, misses at the knees, 1-0. So Hunter Fitz-Gerald, a July 2023 free agent signing, originally a Rockies draft selection. Of course, the Rockies organization, the Spokane Indians here in the Northwest League, Emeralds have still yet to play him. They're currently sitting in first place at 4-0. The 2-0 to Fitzgerald, misses outside, 3-0. Ty Duvall, the catcher, on deck. Frogs looking for a little bit of two-out magic here. Sam's pitching staff just continues to work against them. The 3-0, that one a called strike, 3-1. Oh for 4 so far this year for Hunter. Next pitch, that ball is going to be sliced way up and out of play into the parking lot over towards third. Good thing, as always, I don't park there. Don't want that cracked windshield. So the count now moves full here. Full count, two outs, nobody on. The payoff pitch, curveball, ball 4. Dylan thought he had him there. A really, really close take. So a two-out base runner now for Ty Duvall, who is 0-for-1 so far today as time is now called. Wonder if that might be the end of the day here for Dylan. It's time for another Destination Newport Out of Town scoreboard update. Discover all Newport has to offer, a world-class aquarium, museums, the beautiful Head Lighthouse, and more. Your adventure starts at discovernewport.com. So over in Tri-City, Spokane Indians a 2-0 lead over the Dust Devils. Yesterday, the Dust Devils held to just one base hit. Today, so far, through the first seven frames, just two base knocks for them. So Spokane looking to move to 5-0. The north of the pond, Vancouver Canadians, a 1-0 lead over the in-state rivals, Hillsboro Hops. Going to be keeping a close eye on that ball game as well. Now we're back to baseball here. Ty Duvall, the righty. The lefty steps into the box. First pitch to him, fastball, strike number one. Signed back in July of 21 with the Mariners organization. Originally a 2019 25th round draft selection from Vanderbilt. Drafted into the Oakland Athletics organization. As that pitch, he jumps all over that one down the first base line. Might be trouble here for the M's. Bench finally able to get there. Hits the cutoff man, Gavello. The runner will be sent home. Gavello bobbles the throw a little bit. And just like that, the Frogs finally on the board here tonight have cut into the deficit. They trail 4-1. Good piece of textbook hitting there for Duvall in on the stand-up double. And since the first inning yesterday, the Frogs had scored a run. So a little bit of two-out magic, a two-out walk, then a two-out double. Nine-hole hitter Victor Labrada now stands in the box. Did a little bit of research about Labrada. He is very familiar playing against the M's. Last season, most games against the Emeralds, 15 games, .216 batting average. First pitch, a swing and a miss. Five RBIs for him, seven runs, and five stolen bases. So a handful of great defensive plays in center and left last year against Eugene. Got the start tonight out in left field. Had the day off yesterday. Dylan now looking to get out of this tough spot here with that runner at second and two outs. Next pitch, a chopping ground ball, but going to be a foul ball towards third. Regardless of how this inning ends, it's been an impressive debut for Dylan Cumming as a starter. 4 2/3, four strikeouts, one earned run. Looking to close it out strong here, though. Ready now from the belt, the 0-2 pitch to Labrada, curveball. That one misses upstairs, 1-2. Ty Duvall standing on second. Pretty big lead for him. Shortstop Diego Velasquez shaded over towards second as the 1-2. Labrada just able to catch the piece of that one to stay alive at the plate. Pitch number five upcoming for Dylan. Might be his last batter he faces here tonight. Top of the order is due up. So a big spot here for Dylan trying to find a way to get Labrada out. The 1-2 pitch, fastball. Just not sure where that one missed. Looked like it caught the inside part of the plate, but instead the count now moves to 2-2. Big moment here in tonight's ballgame. M's don't want to let the Aqua Sox take the momentum and continue cutting into that deficit. The 2-2 pitch. This is low one away. The count runs full. The runner on second, no one on first. The runner won't be moving on the pitch. Dylan a little bit frustrated out there. Just can't find that put-away pitch to end the inning. Ready now from the belt. Checks back on the runner. The payoff pitch, curveball, sort of a check swing, but it goes out to left field, and it's going to be down for a base hit. The throw into home. Morgan catches it and applies the tag in time. For the out, what a throw from Andrew Cachel to end the inning and saves a run from coming home. A fantastic defensive effort here from the M's. So we'll head to the top of the sixth. Eugene, a 4-1 lead. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score.
Comunidad inmigrante, ¿sienten la urgencia de transformar sus vidas y obtener su estatus legal en los Estados Unidos? Al igual que la mariposa que emerge de su capullo, los inmigrantes también pueden experimentar una transformación increíble al obtener su estatus legal con la ayuda de Molina Immigration. Nuestro equipo experto les guiará con cuidado, convirtiendo los obstáculos en alas que les llevará hacia un futuro brillante. Busque a Molina Immigration en Facebook y programe su cita gratuita hoy.
That's the sound of Carl's Jr.'s all-beef patties being char-broiled. That's the sound of crispy bacon. That's the sound of Pepper Jack cheese melting over top. Yes, that makes a sound. And boom, that's the slightly weird sound of barbecue sauce squirting out of a bottle. And that's fire. Fire that just shot out of my mouth from the jalapenos, lighting my curtains on fire. Get a spicy Western bacon cheeseburger, a regular Western bacon cheeseburger, or a famous star, all for just $5 each through the My Rewards app. Need burger? Get burger. The fire department is here. My Rewards members only. Tax not included. See app for terms.
Great news. I just got the State Farm Personal Price Plan on our home and auto insurance.
You told our agent about my thing for romance novels?
No, you don't have to get that personal. Our agent just helped me choose affordable options to create a personalized price just for us.
Oh, sweet. Then you won't believe the love triangle Jen is in now.
Mm-hmm. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
This is the Eugene Emeralds Radio Network on 95.3 The Score. From the ballpark, here's Jacob Archer.
Welcome back in a Eugene Emeralds baseball top of the sixth, top of the order. Due up here for the M. Scott Bandura, the leadoff man here this inning. Has reached base twice. Little unconventional. One via air, one via fielder's choice as the next pitch. A chopping ground ball to Mankata at first. He fields it cleanly. Touches first base. One up, one down here to start the inning. Kicking nicotine isn't easy, but it is worth it. For free tools to help you kick nicotine, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or quittobaccooregon.com. This is brought to you by Lane County Prevention, a section of Lane County Public Health. Diego Velasquez now will step into the box. An RBI, couple of runs scored, and a double for him, as well as a stolen base. First pitch, fastball at the knees, strike one. Diego is just putting together a fantastic first couple of ball games. Has reached base safely six times already this week. Should get one, if not more, plate appearances tonight as well. Very talented, young hitting shortstop prospect. The 0-1. That one, a chopping ground ball towards first. Kind of might be an awkward play for Mankata, but he does scoop it up in touch first for the second out of the inning. I mean, we have been pretty blessed here in Eugene with some fantastic shortstop prospects in recent years. Marco Luciano, who is with the Sacramento River Cats, also was with the Giants last season. The M's had Iverson Arteaga all season long last year. Now Diego Velasquez this year. As O'Neill Perez steps into the box, first pitch, a foul ball. Mankata, though, moves into foul territory, and he makes the catch for the third and final out of the inning. So a very quick three-up, three-down inning here for the M's. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth. The Aqua Sox trailing by three. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score.
The living is fantastic right now. There's so much to do and see. Going to an M's game, hanging with friends, wrapping down the McKenzie, celebrating a wedding, enjoying a barbecue. Whatever you do, have fun and be sure you're safe on the road. Think about sharing a ride or hailing a ride. Make the right choice. Grab a ride, just don't drink and drive. This is a friendly reminder from MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, to be sure you get home safely.
In sports, the team with the best players usually wins. At Atcor, we've assembled a team that is passionate about our mission, our values, and our strategic priorities. Do you want to be a part of a winning team? Atcor is hiring. Join our growing team in manufacturing. Apply now at atcor.com/careers. Atcor has won multiple awards for being a great place to work. We offer great benefits and competitive pay. Apply now at atcor.com/careers.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call me, State Farm agent Sherry Schaefers in Eugene today.
The Eugene Emeralds Radio Network rolls on from the Illyrica Networks broadcast booth on 95.3 The Score. Live from the ballpark, here's Jacob Archer.
Welcome back into Eugene Emeralds baseball. Top of the sixth, new pitcher on the mound here for the M's. And that brings Dylan Cummings day two an end. What a performance it was from him. Five strong innings on the bump, three hits, one run. It was earned, couple of walks and four strikeouts for him. So just an all-around great performance from him. It'll be the new pitcher on the mound, right-hander Nick Sinicola. His second appearance this year, appeared earlier last week against the Dust Devils. Went three innings, three strikeouts, and no runs allowed. Also a victory for him, so he is already on the board with a victory. Wouldn't be in line for a victory here tonight. Top of the lineup now here for the Frogs to start the sixth. Brock Roden, Josh Hood, and R.J. Schreck all due up. So Roden so far today, a hit by pitch and a pop out as the first pitch is fouled off behind home. 0-1. So Sinicola, pretty familiar here against the Aqua Sox. Had five appearances, four starts with an 8.04 ERA. 15 and two-thirds innings of work with 20 strikeouts for Sinicola. His next pitch misses upstairs for a ball. So with the M's for the majority of last season, the 1-1. That ball is fouled off once again, 1-2. It was an interesting year for Sinicola. You know, if you just pull up his counting stats, you'd be like, all right, 2-5 record, 4.58 ERA. But it was really more of an up-and-down season for him. One Northwest League Pitcher of the Month twice, had some fantastic outings. As the 1-2 to Roden, fastball up and out, 2-2. Also just had a couple of rough stretches. That number definitely a little bit inflated from a handful of really tough outings. However, over 88 innings, he struck out 100 batters. As the next pitch, Roden jumps on that one, hits it out to left field. Cachel, though, backing up, and he will make the catch. One away here to start the sixth. So good to see Sinicola here back in action. He was with San Jose all of 22, with the M's all of 23. You know, in the offseason, wasn't quite sure if we were going to see him here this year or if he was going to start in Richmond. Up in Double A, but he is here with the M's right now. Sort of going on that piggyback roll. Two-hole hitter Josh Hood now up to bat. 0-for-1, pop out and a walk. First pitch slider, ball one. Just some very, very, very close calls here tonight. A handful of them have not gone in favor for the M's. 1-0 pitch, that ball skied out towards center. Second baseman Thomas Covello moving back with Bandura, who calls him off, and he makes the catch. My goodness. Bandura was playing pretty deep, had a snow cone that one underhand. Seemed like it was Gavello's till it wasn't. Bandura called him off and just hangs on for the second out of the inning. Made that play a little more exciting than maybe it needed to be. R.J. Schreck now up to bat, 0-for-2 day. Strikeout and a pop out. First pitch to Schreck. Check swing, appeal down, does go around for a called strike. Schreck is not loving that call. A couple of words exchanged with the umpire. 0-1. That one misses low for a ball, 1-1. Vanderbilt product. A couple of RBIs yesterday. 1-for-5 here this week. Get the start today out and right. 1-1 pitch, that ball, a ground ball to Covello at second, slides to his left, fields it cleanly, and flips it to Higgins. A very fast 1-2-3 inning for Nick Sinicola. So we'll head to the top of the seventh, the Emeralds. A 4-1 lead here tonight in Funko. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score.
Nestled in the heart of the Willamette Valley, where small-town charm meets academic excellence, is Western Oregon University. Western offers a wide range of undergraduate and graduate programs, such as education, criminal justice, American Sign Language and Interpreting, psychology, and more. Did you know? Almost 50% of our students are first-generation college students, and we are committed to ensuring their success every step of the way with robust student support services. Come check us out today at WOU.edu. We got you at WOU at WOU.edu.
At The Even Hotel in Eugene, we're the only brand built from the ground up focusing on wellness and are committed to ensuring you leave our doors feeling better than when you arrived. Located between downtown and Oakway Center, minutes from Autzen Stadium, Even Hotel is the perfect hotel to explore Eugene with restaurants, shopping, and entertainment within walking distance. Keep active with in-room fitness zones for private workouts and eat well when you choose from our selection of healthy food and beverage options, including made-to-order smoothies and grab-and-go meals. Come experience Even Hotels, where wellness is built in. Proud sponsor of the Eugene Emeralds.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Now back to the Illyrica Network's broadcast booth for more Emeralds action. Live from the ballpark, here's Jacob Archer.
Oh, welcome back into Eugene Emeralds baseball. Are you turning 65 this year or ready to retire and get your Medicare health insurance started? Scott Sims makes Medicare easy. Go to turning65withscott.com and let Scott Sims Medicare guide you into retirement. Matt Higgins, the leadoff man, first pitch, a swing and a miss. 4-5 and 6 due up this inning. Higgins has reached base safely all three plate appearances. Single and a couple of walks for him. New pitcher on the mound as well for the Frogs. Blake Townsend out on the bump. Left-handed reliever. Next pitch to Higgins, a called strike. So very quickly, the count moves to 0-2. One appearance this year for him. One inning, two strikeouts, didn't earn the loss. The 0-2 pitch to Higgins. Swung on and missed. Goes down swinging on just three pitches for the first out of the seventh. First time this week. Took till his eighth plate appearance. His first time this week where Higgins has been retired. Done just a great job at the plate. Brings up catcher Zach Morgan. A sack fly RBI. A walk and a pop out for the talented catcher slash first baseman. First pitch to him. That ball is fouled up and out of play here behind home. Thomas Gavello on deck. Another lefty. See if Morgan can take advantage here of the righty-lefty matchup. Time is called. He steps out for just a moment. 364 batting average this year. One home run, six RBIs. Five of them coming here already this week. The M's four runs, seven hits, no errors. The 0-1 misses inside for a ball, 1-1. The Aqua Sox, one run, three hits, and two errors for them. Pitching staff just continuing their dominant week here. So 1-1 comes in. Fastball misses outside, 2-1. Coming into today, and it is a small sample, but the M's second in the Northwest League in both hitting and pitching. A great balanced attack this year. We've seen it on display here once again tonight. 2-1, that ball slapped out towards right. Right fielder Schreck moves over to his left, and he makes the catch. A hard hit baseball from Zach Morgan, but just didn't quite have the distance on it. Two away here now in the inning. Lefty Thomas Gavello, strikeout, a ground out. Also reached base via fielder's choice. Back in the third. So looking for his first base knock here tonight. See if the University of Pacific product can get rolling. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch to Gavello. Fastball. That one just misses for a ball. 1-0. It's Townsend, his fastball sitting low 90 so far. It's that one. A foul tip off the bat, going to even up the count at 1-1. Justin Wiskowski right now on deck. The M still hanging on to a three-run lead. You wouldn't mind seeing another run or two. So next pitch, another foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Duvall. Frogs finally scored their first run of the ball game back in the bottom of the fifth. Sims kind of want to swing that momentum back in their favor as the 1-2 slider. That one misses low and away for a ball. Evens up the count at 2-2. The Aqua Sox, their run came on some two-out magic. The M's looking to return the favor here as the 2-2 pitch. That one misses outside. Ball three. Count now moves full. Nobody on base here with two outs and a full count. Ready from the belt, the payoff pitch. Check swing does not go around. A six-pitch walk to Thomas Gavello. And the M's have their first base runner here of the inning. Justin Wiskowski up to bat. 0-for-3 day, pop out, ground out, and a strikeout. 0-for-7 this week. So a good time right here to break out of the mini slump. First pitch to him, that ball skied up in the air. The right fielder charging in, Schreck. Going to be a tough play for him right on the line, and he does hang on for the catch. Almost looked like he was on a collision course there with the second baseman, Brock Roden, but he called him off and was able to tap the line and make the catch for the final out of the inning. So we'll now head to the bottom of the seventh. The Emeralds, a 3-run lead. If you're sitting at home, sing along here with Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score.
Looking for reliable and professional roofing services? High Ridge Roofing and Construction is here to help. As the go-to roofing contractor for the Emeralds baseball team, we offer a wide range of roofing services tailored to meet your unique needs, including commercial and residential roofing, seamless gutters, skylights, siding, and more. Our team of experienced installers is committed to delivering exceptional workmanship and outstanding customer service, ensuring that your roofing project is completed on time and within budget. So why wait? Contact High Ridge Roofing and Construction today to schedule your free consultation and get started on your roofing project.
Hello? Hello? Hi, it's me, future you, from the future. I know, it's a little weird, but listen, life is full of decisions, and the ones you make now count, especially when it comes to finances, like getting a loan, a savings plan, or financial guidance. So choose wisely, for both our sakes. Future you, that's me, will thank you. Selco Community Credit Union. Live a good life. Membership qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Here at locally owned and operated Illyrica Networks, we use the same service you do, so you can be rest assured that you're getting the very best internet service, whether for home, business, or enterprise. At Illyrica, we make sure that each of our valued customers gets the plan that best fits their needs. So whether you require basic service or faster speeds for gaming or HD video streaming, we will make sure to match you with the plan that works best for your home or business. Illyrica Networks always goes the extra mile. Give us a call or find out more at Illyrica.net.
This is the Eugene Emeralds Radio Network on 95.3 The Score. From the ballpark, here's Jacob Archer.
Welcome back into Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Home half of the seventh. Nick Sinicola back out on the mound. First pitch, a check swing foul ball to Ben Williamson. Strike number one. Frogs are going to need at least three runs here over the final three frames to tie this ball game up. Sinicola would not be shocked here if he potentially went the distance. Oh, one fastball. That one a called strike. 0-2. Looking around the Northwest League, Spokane against Tri-City. Spokane right now a 4-0 lead, so they've extended their lead against the Dust Devils. It's the 0-2 pitch. That one a ground ball up the middle, and it's going to be through for a base hit. Ben Williamson on the board here tonight. His first base hit of the evening. Try the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty at Wendy's. It's like walking down recent memory lane. To have Orange Dreamsicle Frosty in our timeline is truly something special, and we shouldn't let the moment pass us by. And be quick. It's only available for a limited time. Center fielder Bill Knight now will step into the box. Has one of the four base hits here tonight for Everett. Single back in the second, his third plate appearance tonight. First pitch, ground ball might be two. Velasquez over to Gavello, back over to Higgins at first. In time, they get him for a double play. So just like that, the single is wiped off of the board. And there's two outs here now in the home half of the seventh. Great play from Velasquez. Bill Knight, a lot of speed out of the box. It was sort of weak contact, kind of a dribbler right at Velasquez. So he had to charge it. Flip it quickly over to Gavello, who threw an absolute laser beam back over to first for the second out. Gabriel Mancata now up to bat. He's 0-for-2 today. 0-for-5 this series is the first pitch, fastball, strike one. Sinicola really likes tunneling that fastball and splitter together. A one pitch, that ball pretty well hit out towards right. Going to be a tough play for Justin Bench. He hustles over, but he gets there in time for the final out of the inning. So a leadoff single from Ben Williamson immediately wiped off the board. We'll head to the eighth inning. The Emeralds, a 3-run lead. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score.
That's the sound of Carl's Jr.'s all-beef patties being charbroiled. That's the sound of crispy bacon. That's the sound of Pepper Jack cheese melting over top. Yes, that makes a sound. And boom, that's the slightly weird sound of barbecue sauce squirting out of a bottle. And that's fire. Fire that just shot out of my mouth from the jalapenos, lighting my curtains on fire. Get a spicy Western bacon cheeseburger, a regular Western bacon cheeseburger, or a famous star, all for just $5 each through the My Rewards app. Need burger? Get burger. The fire department is here. My Rewards members only. Tax not included. See app for terms.
At Eugene Airport, we want to say thank you. Thank you to our passengers for choosing us to connect them to destinations, other cultures, and families and friends. Thank you for our dedicated staff for ensuring your airport experience is outstanding. And thank you, local residents, businesses, and teams for making us your link to wherever you want to go. Thank you for flying local. Thank you for flying EUG. Eugene Airport is a proud supporter of the Eugene Emeralds and Los Monarcas.
The choices you've made before make a difference for future you. Especially when you're talking about finances. You started saving years ago, and your money has grown. Smart. You learned how to budget, and now you're on a better financial path. It all adds up. Whether you're opening a savings account, getting a great rate on a loan, or looking for financial guidance, it's all an investment in yourself. And future you will thank you. Selco Community Credit Union. Live a good life. Membership qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Eugene Emeralds Radio Network rolls on from the Illyrica Network's broadcast booth on 95.3 The Score. Live from the ballpark, here's Jacob Archer.
Welcome back into the Illyrica Network broadcast booth at locally owned and operated Illyrica Networks. They use the same service you do. Illyrica Network always goes the extra mile to match you with the plan that works best for your home or business. Give them a call or find out more at illyrica.net. Andrew Cagehill leading off the inning. 8-9-1 due up this inning for the M's. Cagehill 2-for-3 so far at the plate. Couple of singles and a ground out. First pitch took for a ball. 1-0. Next pitch, fastball. That one misses upstairs. So the count now moves to 2-0. New pitcher as well on the mound. On yellow, Ovando for the Aqua Sox. Good count here now for Cagehill. The 2-0, big swing and a miss. He knew he was out in front of the count, just could not quite catch up to that one. Ready from the belt now is the 2-1 pitch. Misses way up and out for a ball. 3-1. First appearance this year for Ovando. Spent all of last season with the ACL squad. 18 appearances. 2-1 record with a 2.59 ERA. The 3-1 pitch to Cagehill. Fastball misses inside. Ball four. A leadoff walk to get the eighth inning started here tonight for the M's. 24 and a third innings of work. So 31 strikeouts, 22 walks. Batters hit just 181 against him. However, that whip was at 1.52, so definitely has some command issues at times. Issuing a handful of free passes already on display here this inning. 9-hole hitter Justin Bench now up to bat. First pitch fastball, low and away for a ball, 1-0. On yellow checks in at 6'5", 223. 23 years young. Going to keep this game close here for the Aqua Sox as the 1-0 fastball, heart of the plate, strike number one. Justin Bench, two singles to start tonight's ball game. Running Rebel product. As the runner now, Cagehill takes off that one, a weak dribbler to short. Good play there from Hood. He scoops it up, fires it to first in time for the second out of the inning. It was a great jump from Cagehill. Probably would have gotten in safely to second. Because he took off, prevented that ball from becoming a double play ball. So one away, runner in scoring position now for Eugene. Top of the order, Scott Bandura up to bat. Emeralds tonight 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Pretty good lead for Cagehill over at second. First pitch to Bandura, lowing in for a ball, 1-0. Bandura's reach via air and fielder's choice tonight. Both times he has come home to score. Now looking to drive in a run. Cagehill, good lead over there at second. Vano now ready from the belt. That one, a ball. Catcher dropped it though. Cagehill elected to stay over at second. Ty Duvall, good job there. Just to keep that ball in front of him on the drop. Vano now facing a tough count here against a good hitter in Bandura. The 2-0 is slapped foul behind home. Two balls and one strike. Vancouver has jumped out to a 2-0 lead over the Hops. That game in the bottom of the seventh. Spokane looking to slam the door shut against Tri-City in the bottom of the ninth in a 4-run lead. Bandura now ready. The 2-1, that ball, a dribbler over towards the M's dugout. Dylan Cumming, the starting pitcher tonight, almost made the one-handed snag, just couldn't quite hang on to it. Count now evening up here at 2-2. Starting to get pretty chilly here in Funko Field in downtown Everett. The M's looking to close it out strong here over the final two frames as they look for their second consecutive win. Vano now ready from the belt. Cattrall dancing around the 2-2 pitch. That one breaking ball in the dirt. The runner will take off. The throw down to third. Not in time. He is in safely. Going to call that a wild pitch. So no stolen base on the play, at least for now. However, that runner now 90 feet from being the M's fifth run of the ballgame and extending the M's lead to 4. Full count, one out. Infield in on the grass. Cattrall standing at third. Bandura in the box. The payoff pitch misses outside. Ball 4. Two walks now this inning. We'll put some runners on the corners here for the M's and brings up the oh-so-dangerous bat in Diego Velasquez. RBI double, a stolen base, couple of runs scored. Has reached base safely 6 times in 2 games, looking for number 7. His time is now called. Believe it was a pitch clock. Home plate umpire having a quick word with the pitcher. Looks like it will be a pitch clock violation. So a 1-0 count here to Velasquez. Not how you want to start this tough at-bat against the very talented young shortstop. Bandura standing at first. Cattrall at third. 4-1 ball game. And Bandura does take off. The throw down to second. Not in time. The runner now will take off and score from third. Cattrall is in safely. What a play. Some heads up base running there from Andrew Cattrall. The throw down was a little bit slow to second, and Cattrall was ready to get on his high horse, so he comes home and scores in the Emeralds. A 5-1 lead. Still not out of the inning yet. One away with Bandura standing at second. A 1-1 count. The pitch. That ball, a ground ball towards the second baseman, Roden. He fields it cleanly, flips it to first in time for the second out of the inning. So on the play, Bandura able to get in to third. So that one will be officially ruled as a double steal. So Andrew Cattrall stealing home. Things you love to see is that. As well as Scott Bandura, his first stolen base of the year. Earlier in the game, I was saying it was only a matter of time, it felt like, for he got one. O'Neill Perez now up to bat. First pitch misses low in the dirt. Ball 1. RBI single for Perez as well as a stolen base. The Emeralds really as a team just continuing to stuff the scoreboard. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. The Frogs, 1 run, 4 hits, and 2 errors. Bandura stands at third with 2 outs. The 1-0 slider called in for a strike, 1-1. CM's at least adding 1 run of insurance here in the 8th, extending that lead out to 4. Won by 3 runs last night, 6-3 final. 1-1, breaking ball in the dirt, 2-1. Vando's struggling right now a little bit with his control. 19 pitches, 8 strikes. Pass ball already. If a ball gets past the catcher here, Bandura definitely will be hustling home. The 2-1, that ball misses way up and inside. Runs Perez multiple steps out of the box. So a 3-ball, 1-strike count here. If you're the M's, you just stay patient in the box. Mando struggling right now to find that zone. The 3-1. Breaking ball in the dirt gets away from him. Duvall, good stop on the play, but a 5-pitch walk. Once again, going to put a pair of runners here on the corner. Looks like time is going to be called. Frogs manager Ryan Scott wants to come out and have a quick word with his pitcher. Make sure you stick around after the game for the Instaprint postgame show. The earlier pitching change is brought to you by Advanced Energy Systems. Advanced Energy Systems is Oregon's leading solar contractor and a trade ally of Energy Trust of Oregon. Get a free estimate on your solar energy project by visiting aesrenew.com. Bit of an interesting situation going on right now over in Tri-City. So Spokane, undefeated, 4-0, looking to move to 5-0. They are up 4-0 in the bottom of the ninth with two outs. However, the Dust Devils with the bases loaded. Matt Cootney up to bat right now. So one swing of the bat could definitely tie that ball game up. Although, as we know, and as I'm sure many of you do, baseball just does not leave the ballpark all that often at Giza. Not the most hitter-friendly park. Definitely going to keep a close eye on that. So that brings up Matt Higgins now to the box. First pitch to Higgins. The runner takes off to second. That ball ripped down the first baseline. Going to be down for a base hit. Bandura will come home to score. Perez going to be held up at third. And the M's have taken a 6-1 lead. Second base hit of the night for Higgins. His second RBI and his fourth time reaching base already. Pair of singles and a pair of walks for Matt Higgins, who is now 4-4-5 this week, including three walks, some runs, and two RBIs. So two runs already home this inning. Perez now at third, Higgins at first. Zach Morgan up to bat. Righty-righty matchup. Morgan, a sac fly RBI in the first. Drew a walk in the third. Quick throwback attempt over to first base. Nothing doing. Higgins back in safely. See if Zach Morgan right here can really blow the doors off of this ball game. Make it all but a certainty. The next pitch, that one gets him on the arm. My goodness, that looks like it hurts. He is walking it off very quickly. Obviously a little bit frustrated, a little bit in pain. Sort of threw his bat. Kind of stopping and shaking out his arm for a moment. Not something you want to see for someone who has been on such a dominant tear this week. Already five RBIs. Joseph Holstead won't come out. He sort of gives him the thumbs up. So the bases now are juiced here for Thomas Covello. O'Neill Perez at third. Matt Higgins at second. Zach Morgan at first. Two outs, top eight. Emeralds a five-run lead. First pitch to Covello. Fastball top of the zone, but called a strike. 0-1. Strikeout, fielder's choice, ground out, and a walk so far for the left-handed hitting second baseman. That would not be too bad of a time for your first home run of the year. 0-1. Slider outside for a ball. 1-1. Two runs in the first, two runs in the fourth. Now two runs here in the eighth inning for the M's on eight base hits. Hando now ready from the belt. The next pitch misses upstairs. 2-1. Good count now for Covello. Going to be looking for something to hit here. Firo Vando, you do not want to fall behind 3-1 in the count. Risk walking a run home. Quick checks on the runner. No runner being held on. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball inside for a called strike. Well, a little bit frustrated out there. Two very close calls that have been called strikes. So the count now evening up here at two. All three runners get their lead. Ovando ready from the belt. The 2-2 to Covello. Strike three called. Covello goes down looking for the final out of the inning, but not before the damage has been done. Andrew Cachel stealing home on a double steal with Scott Bandura for the first run of the inning. And then Matt Higgins knocking in Bandura himself for the second and final run of the inning. So we'll head to the bottom of the eighth. Eugene, a 6-1 lead here tonight at Funko Field. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score.
Hey, it's Toby from Wendy's. Our new breakfast burrito is a fully loaded breakfast. I don't even know if I have enough time to tell you everything that's inside. Two fresh cracked eggs, seasoned breakfast potatoes, six strips of bacon, cheese sauce wrapped in a warm flour tortilla. Yes! Now, come and get it. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new breakfast burrito.
Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Health insurance might be more affordable than you think. OregonHealthcare.gov offers in-person guidance for comparing and choosing a plan and helps you understand your financial assistance options. 80% of people who bought an insurance plan through the marketplace last year received financial help, and you can too. We'll help you find quality coverage in your budget. Let's get you covered, Oregon. Visit OregonHealthcare.gov.
Curtis Restaurant Equipment is open to the public. Got a knife that can't cut butter? Maybe it's time to buy a new pan for the stovetop. The Curtis Showroom at 555 Shelley Street in Springfield can help you bring home culinary excellence with premium cookware, cutlery, and more. Stop by the Curtis Showroom at 555 Shelley Street and visit CurtisRestEQ.com to see just how easy it is to upgrade your home with premium culinary equipment from Curtis Restaurant Equipment.
Now, back to the Illyrica Network's broadcast booth for more Emeralds action. Live from the ballpark, here's Jacob Archer.
Welcome back into the Illyrica broadcast booth. Hunter Fitzgerald up to bat to start the eighth. First pitch fouls that one. A loud foul ball into the bleachers. So Hunter Fitz-Gerald up to bat for the third time tonight. A strikeout, a walk, and a run scored. Sinicola back out on the mound. The 0-1 pitch. That ball hit pretty well out towards right center field. Might just be trouble, and that ball will leave. Hunter Fitzgerald with a solo shot has cut the deficit to just four. He touches all four bases. Just like that, a little bit of life here now for the Aqua Sox here in Funko Field. His first base hit as an Aqua Sox. Ty Duvall now up to bat, looking to continue to cut into the deficit. A 6-2 ball game so far. First pitch to Ty Duvall, check swing. A little bit of a golf swing, getting ready for the Masters that start here tomorrow. Does go around, wasn't able to hold back. Sinicola now ready from the belt. The 0-1. That ball is slapped way up and out of play. 0-2. Before that solo shot, Duvall had the lone RBI of the night. Fifth inning, two out, RBI double that scored Fitz-Gerald on the play. The 0-2, breaking ball, that one misses in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Former Vanderbilt product. A couple of Vanderbilt products in the lineup, RJ Schreck and Ty Duvall. One in the 2019 draft, one in the 2023 draft. Had 1 year of overlap. Next pitch, breaking ball in the dirt, able to hold back on that tough 82-mile-an-hour splitter. So now I had mentioned that game going on in Tri-City, so funny enough, end of the ninth, Spokane 4, Dust Devils 4, score four runs with two outs, couldn't quite walk it off, and that game now headed to extra innings over in Giza Stadium. The 2-2 pitch from Duvall swung on and missed. Sinicola gets him swinging for the first out of the inning. Good recovery there from Nick. After giving up that leadoff home run. Good to see him settle in a little bit. 2 1/3, that was his first strikeout of the night. Victor Labrada now up to bat. 1-for-2 day for the 9-hole hitter. A pop out and a single for him. First pitch. Late on an 89-mile-an-hour fastball. That one a foul ball. Up and out of play. Eugene. 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. The Frogs, 2 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. Next pitch, breaking ball, misses low below the zone, 1-1. Brought out a handful of fantastic defensive gems last year for Everett. So 1-1, a foul ball towards first. First base coach just lets that one roll right past him. Someone from the M's dugout hustling over to grab it. Ball and 2 strikes. Sinicola now looking for back-to-back strikeouts. 9:10 p.m. here in Everett. 2 hours and 5 minutes so far. As the 1-2 swung on and missed, drop third strike. Morgan will pick it up, flips it to Higgins at first in time for the second out of the inning. So good recovery there from Zemo. Able to scoop that ball up and flick it down to first. 2 away and back-to-back strikeouts for Sinicola. Very important second out as well. Didn't want to let Labrada on with all his speed. As the lineup now flips to the top here for Everett. Brock Roden, hit by pitch, caught stealing. A couple of pop-outs for him. Still, if you're Eugene, you just don't want to give Everett any more momentum than they have. First pitch, curveball, strike one. Good pitch there from Sinicola, the righty. 2021 seventh round draft selection from Maine. 0-1, that ball fouled up and out of play over the Illyrica press box here. 1 strike away now from 3 straight strikeouts. After the first 2 innings, Sinicola didn't strike out 1 batter. Be a great bounce back here this inning. Send this game to the 9th. Emeralds 3-1, Everett 1-3. The 0-2, breaking ball way in the dirt for a ball. Just a reminder that the Curtis Showroom at 555 Shelley Street in Springfield can help you bring home culinary excellence with premium cookware, cutlery, and more. Visit CurtisRustEQ.com to see just how easy it is to upgrade your home with premium culinary equipment. Sinicola now ready from the belt. The 1-2 pitch. A foul ball just gets a piece of that one. Looks like I might have hit Morgan. So no movement either in the M's bullpen. So as it stands right now, Dylan Cumming slated to be the winning pitcher. Would be a hold for Nick Sinicola. Looks like they might try to let him go the final 4 frames. Save some of the one inning bullpen guys. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball out in front of the plate. Does not get Roden to chase. Evening up the count here at 2. No defensive changes so far for the M's. Higgins at first, Covello at second. Velasquez at short with Justin Wischkowski at third and Zach Morgan behind the plate. 2-2, that ball on a rope towards first. My goodness, heads up. Thankfully, hit in a part with no fans. Always got to have your head on a swivel. Happened to me once last year at PK. Caught a foul ball right off the arm. Was able to hang on, but left a pretty good mark for a couple days. Even when you're by those netted areas, you just never know. 2-2 pitch to Roden, a foul ball. Help run the promotions at PK Park for the Emeralds games. If you're ever wanting to sign up, play some fun games, have your kiddos sign up, always stop by the info booth. Always got a ton of fun in any promotions going on. 2-2 now, swung on and missed. He gets Roden for the 3rd straight strikeout to end the inning. So a leadoff shot from Hunter Fitzgerald to start the inning, but 3 strikeouts, and we'll head to the top of the 9th. The Emeralds, a 6-2 lead. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score.
Want to be part of a cleaner, greener Eugene while also saving money? The Eugene Water and Electric Board is committed to offering programs that can help customers conserve energy and water while also reducing their utility bills. The cheapest, greenest energy is the energy you never use. That is why EWEB always encourages efficiency and conservation first. They offer programs to help you upgrade your home's efficiency, as well as conservation tips on how to save energy and water in your home or business. Learn more at eweb.org/saveenergy.
Hey, it's Toby from Wendy's.
Our new breakfast burrito is a fully loaded breakfast. I don't even know if I have enough time to tell you everything that's inside. 2 fresh cracked eggs, seasoned breakfast potatoes, 6 strips of bacon, cheese sauce wrapped in a warm flour tortilla. Yes! Now, come and get it. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new breakfast burrito.
Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is Michael with Serviceman Painting, a veteran-owned and operated company serving all of Lane County and beyond. As veterans, we know what it takes to get the job done and done well. Our number one goal is to offer a quality product that will exceed your expectations. Serviceman Painting offers interior and exterior painting for residential as well as commercial. Whether you're wanting to repaint your house or this is a new construction home or business, we got you covered. Give Serviceman Painting a call for a free estimate and get on our schedule today.
This is the Eugene Emeralds Radio Network on 95.3 The Score. From the ballpark, here's Jacob Archer.
Welcome back into Eugene Emeralds baseball. Top of the ninth, the M's hanging on to a 4-run lead. Looking to keep this thing rolling here. 7-8-9-2 up, Justin Wischkowski, Andrew Cachel, and Justin Bench. First pitch, this is low for a ball, 1-0. New pitcher on the mound for the Frogs, Troy Taylor. I'm not talking about the Stanford football coach, formerly of Sacramento State. Was a 2022 12th round selection by the Mariners out of UC Irvine. His next pitch, 2-0. Sits about mid-90s with that fastball, 22 years old. One appearance this year, one inning, and a save in the lone Frogs win in Hillsboro on opening night. 2-0 pitch, misses outside, 3-0. 2023 ended the year up here in Everett. 10 and a third innings in 8 appearances with a 0.87 ERA. 3-0. Fastball outside. A 4-pitch walk to get the ninth inning started. Good to see Wischkowski get on base there. He was 0 for 8 this week coming into that appearance. That walk finally reaches base safely for the first time. Andrew Cachel now up to bat. Couple of singles, a walk, and a stolen base of home, as well as a run scored. He squares up to bunt. What a beauty down the third baseline. Going to be a tough play for Williamson. Not even a throw attempt. Cachel laying down an absolutely textbook bunt, and he is fired up. Pumps up his fist to O'Neill Perez over there in the dugout. Great piece of bunting there from Cachel. Just like that, two runners on here for the M's in the top of the ninth as they look to add on some insurance runs. Justin Bench up to bat. A couple of singles pop out and a fielder's choice for him. Righty-righty matchup. Wischkowski at second, Cachel at first. Top of the lineup here on deck as time is now called. Looks like the umpires just needed to send a couple signals to each other. Taylor now ready from the belt. Quick look back at that runner. First pitch. Strike number one to Bench. See if he can reach base for the fourth time tonight. Pretty good speed on the base path, too, with Wischkowski and Cachel. Quick check back on that runner. The 0-1 pitch. Check swing does not go around for a ball. 1-1. So Bandura on deck. Velasquez in the hole. You're Taylor, you got to find a way to get Bench out. A lot of dangerous batters coming up here for the M's. The 1-1 pitch, fastball right at the knees for a called strike. 94 miles an hour, touching on the radar gun. Bench a 250 even batting average this season. The 1-2, and that one is fouled off and gets a piece of the catcher. He appears to be all right. Kind of froze for just a second there, but good to see. Game going on in Spokane and Tri-City. Scoreless in the 10th. So they are headed to the 11th inning. A lot of free baseball. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. Good stop there from Duvall. Kept that one right in front of him. Evening up the count here at 2-2. Infield playing pretty straight up here against the righty. Not shifted too far over. Middle infielders playing pretty deep. Outfielders maybe shaded a couple steps in. 2-2 pitch. Fastball low one inside. So the count runs full. In danger now. Walking the bases loaded. No movement right now in the bullpen. Looks like someone is up and starting to get loose here in the M's bullpen. So we might not see Sinicola back out for another inning. The payoff pitch, ball four. He walked the bases loaded. Not what you wanted for Taylor. Trouble time for him is the top of the order now here. Due up for the M's. Scott Bandura up to bat. Has reached base via air, fielder's choice, and walk. And has scored all three times he has touched first. Three ducks on the pond with nobody out. First pitch to Bandura. Fastball, strike one. M's had the bases loaded earlier in the ballgame. Thomas Gavello struck out back in the eighth inning. See if Bandura can record his first hit here tonight. 0-1, a swinging strike two. 95 miles an hour on the radar gun. Not quite able to catch up to that heater. Just looking to push any type of run home here. Six runs on nine hits. 0-2 to Bandura. A ground ball might be two. Roden over to Hood. Back over to first. Not in time. So a fielder's choice. Justin Wischkowski comes home to score on the play. Scott Bandura will be at first, with Justin Bench at third, and they have now taken a 7-2 lead. So the only runner out is Andrew Cachel. Justin Bench is thrown out at second. Cachel now standing at third with Bandura at first. Diego Velasquez up to bat. First pitch upstairs, ball one. Reach via air. RBI double for Velasquez in the second. Stolen base as well and a couple of runs scored. So productive all-around day as the Emeralds search for their eighth run and their 10th base hit here tonight. The 1-0, a swing and a miss. Count now evening up here at one. See if they can continue adding on to their lead. Currently at a touchdown right now. Seven runs on the night against the safety. Two runs for the Aqua Sox. The 1-1. That one hit down the third baseline might be trouble if it stays fair, but it just hooks foul. Oh boy, that one looks like it's stung for Velasquez. Shaking out his hands a little bit. You could hear it just hit on the inside barrel there. He does wear batting gloves, but still. For my T-ball years playing baseball, those always hurt getting jammed on the inside like that. So he's taking just a moment here, kind of shaking it out. Kind of hunched over a little bit. And he appears to be all right, but definitely a tough, tough stinger. Neil Perez is checking on him. Home plate umpire now kind of walking over. Trainer starting to take a couple of steps out. M's trainer Joseph Holstead, who we have not seen here through the first two games. Now, it's talking to him pregame. Almost mistakenly, I said, hey, man, good luck out there today. And he said, it's a good day if I'm not on the field, which is very, very true. 1-2 count, runners on the corner. The pitch, that one's skied up and going to be up and out of play. There's about two fans in one section, and somehow the foul ball almost found its way. They're wearing a blanket, and they just threw it over their head and started screaming. Luckily, it missed them by about a seat and a half. The 1-2 pitch to Velasquez, breaking ball in the dirt. The catcher not sure where it is, so Bandura will be into first. The runner at third elects to stay there. Probably a smart business decision. Ty Duvall was looking up. Meanwhile, the ball was sitting right at his feet. 2-2, runners at second and third. Bandura at second. Cachel at third. 7-2 ball game. The 2-2, swung on and missed. Velasquez goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Neil Perez, the walk-off hero from a couple of nights ago, now stands in the box. Righty-righty matchup for him. RBI single, stolen base, as well as a walk for him. Strikeout, pop out, and a ground out to go along with it. First pitch, that one hit right at the third baseman, Ben Williamson, fields it cleanly, fires it across the diamond inside for out number three. But the M's do add a run, however. Fielder's choice from Scott Bandura scores Justin Wischkowski. The Emeralds get the bases loaded with nobody out, but just cash in that lone run. So we'll head now to the bottom of the ninth. The Frogs going to need five runs to tie and six to take the lead. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score.
Hello, this is Lisa Trulove, owner of Palace Coffee and Bakery. We are proud to now add coffee roasters to our name. We like to think of ourselves as utility players. Cafe, bakery, coffee roasters, mobile cafe, we do it all. Come see us at our downtown location, 842 Pearl Street. Step up to the plate and we'll raise our coffee mugs to the Eugene Emeralds.
Pizza just goes better with Pepsi Zero Sugar.
Pizza.
Thank you.
But don't take our word for it. In fact, don't take any words for it. Crispy and cheesy, paired with delicious and refreshing. My mouth is watering already. Ooh, too high. Yeah, we've all been there. Every bite is better with Pepsi.
Imagine you're out walking along the same road at the same time. A driver is distracted by their phone. They look down, don't see you, and veer over the line. Now imagine being the driver with that tragedy on your hands. If you could go back, you would. Before you start your car, put your phone in park. Notifications off, eyes up, both hands on the wheel. Because we all just want to get there safely. A message from ODOT.
The Eugene Emeralds Radio Network rolls on from the Illyrica Networks broadcast booth on 95.3 The Score. Live from the ballpark, here's Jacob Archer.
Welcome back to the Illyrica broadcast booth here at Funko Field. Bottom of the ninth, the M's a 7-2 lead. Going to be righty Cam Cotter looking to slam the door shut. One appearance this year, two innings, four strikeouts, and a win to go along with it. Won't be a save opportunity, unfortunately, for him. Got to be three runs or less. Josh Hood up to bat, 2-3-4. It's the scary part here of the Frogs lineup. First pitch, a strike. Second pitch, fastball outside, 1-1. NC State Wolfpack alum. Both their men's and women's basketball. Very, very impressive runs to the final four. 1-1, curveball. Strike number two. Both teams fell short. NC State men's team fell to Purdue. Women's team to UConn. South Carolina, actually. The 1-2 pitch misses low in the dirt. 2-2. Josh Hood tonight still searching for that first base knock of the evening. Did reach base once via walk. 0-for-2 day at the plate. Another NC State alum. Totally forgot to mention that. So it's the two NC State alums facing off against each other. Did have some overlap. Full count now here for Hood against Cotter. He now is ready from the belt. The payoff pitch. Ball four. Not sure where that one missed. But a six-pitch walk here to start the ninth. RJ Schreck now up to bat. Vanderbilt product. Strikeout, pop out, and a ground out for Schreck. 0-for-3 day. So the Frogs trying to chip into the lead. First pitch misses low below the zone, 1-0. Scotter just looking now for a nice and quick inning to send the Emeralds home with a victory. Move the M's to 4-1. Next pitch, a ground ball. Gavello slides, throws it to Velasquez at second, back to first. Not in time. Ball just fell out of the glove for Higgins. I mean, my goodness, that would have been an incredible play. Covello sliding to his left on a knee. Flips it to Velasquez at second. It was a close bang-bang play at first, but it's going to be a fielder's choice for Schreck. Ben Williamson now up to bat. 1-for-3 day. Singled in the seventh. Double play ball would end this ball game. First pitch fastball outside. Ball number one. Make sure you guys stick around for the post-game Instaprint show here on 95.3 The Score. The 1-0. Fastball, heart of the zone. Strike number one. Going to recap this game. Look around at a handful of scores in the Northwest League and the Giants affiliates. So as a quick preview for tomorrow, some matinee day baseball here at Funko. 1-1, foul ball. Made me jump a little bit here in the Illyrica broadcast booth. And gosh, these nets are up. That one is coming right at me. Still yet to catch a foul ball, even with the netting. Had a couple close ones. It's going to be my goal for this season. Catch one of these foul balls here in the booth. The next pitch, that ball pretty well hit out to left field. Cachel, though, moves to his left, and he makes the catch for out number two. Gonna need a miracle here now if you are Everett. At least four straight base runners, with that fourth one being a home run to tie this ball game up. Bill Knight, though, has to be the one to get it going here. 1-for-3 day with a single, 1-for-7 this week. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Gabriel Moncada on deck. Cam Cotter not wanting to give up that run here. Cotter now ready from the belt, the 0-1. That ball, a ground ball. This just might do it. Velasquez flips it to Covello at second in time for the final out of the ball game. And the Emeralds, winners tonight of game two by a final score of 7-2 here at Funko Field. A great all-around hitting and pitching performance for the second straight night as the Emeralds, your Emeralds, now move to 4-1 on the season and 2-0 to start this six-game road trip. What a great, great performance is the handshake line going out there on the pitching mound right now. A lot of guys dancing around and having a little bit of fun. Always a fun time after a win, especially on the road. So we're going to step aside and take a very quick break. And when we're back, we'll be right here for the Instaprint postgame show.
Nestled in the heart of the Willamette Valley, where small-town charm meets academic excellence, is Western Oregon University. Western offers a wide range of undergraduate and graduate programs, such as education, criminal justice, American Sign Language and Interpreting, psychology, and more. Did you know? Almost 50% of our students are first-generation college students, and we are committed to ensuring their success every step of the way with robust student support services. Come check us out today at wou.edu. We got you at WU at wou.edu.
The Instaprint postgame show is up next on the Eugene Emeralds Radio Network and 95.3 The Score.
The living is fantastic right now. There's so much to do and see. Going to an M's game, hanging with friends, wrapping down the McKenzie, celebrating a wedding, enjoying a barbecue. Whatever you do, have fun and be sure you're safe on the road. Think about sharing a ride or hailing a ride. Make the right choice. Grab a ride, just don't drink and drive. This is a friendly reminder from MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, to be sure you get home safely.
When you have a medical emergency, you can be confident choosing the ER at McKenzie Willamette Medical Center. You'll find telemedicine services for neurology and critical care, and specialists in general surgery, cardiology, and orthopedics, plus our 30-minute pledge. Emergencies can't wait. We are safe and ready to care for you. Call 911 for medical emergencies. Specialists are employed and independent members of the medical staff. McKenzie Willamette Medical Center is owned in part by physicians.
It's this one. High and deep to left center field. And we're going home.
Going home.
This is the Instaprint Postgame Show on the Eugene Emeralds Radio Network.
And that's the ballgame. The Emeralds have done it.
Here's a full recap of today's action from the ballpark. Let's get back to the Illyrica Network's broadcast booth and Jacob Archer.
And welcome back into the Illyrica broadcast booth for the Instaprint Postgame Show. Is an Instaprint for everything from self-serve copies, commercial printing and mailing. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff can take your project from idea to completion. So the Emeralds victorious here once again on this Wednesday night. There's just something about those plaid uniforms. The Emeralds now move to 2-0 in those uniforms and 2-0 on the road trip up north here in Everett. It was an interesting ball game, to say the least. The Emeralds got the action started immediately in the top of the first. A pair of errors against Scott Van Dorn and Diego Velasquez put them on base. Matt Higgins, an RBI single, followed up by Zach Morgan, a sac fly RBI to get the scoring started. Of course, yesterday the Aqua Sox scored 3 runs in the first, and they were held scoreless the rest of the game. So the Emeralds returning the favor with 2 runs of their own. However, they would not be held scoreless the rest of the game as they added another couple of runs in the top of the fourth. Diego Velasquez, an RBI double, scoring Scott Bandura on the play. And then the very next batter, O'Neill Perez, with 2 outs, an RBI single, as well as a stolen base to give the M's a 4-0 lead. In the fifth inning, the Frogs finally able to get on the board. 2-out RBI double from Ty Duvall cut the deficit to just 3 runs. And then it was scoreless for a little bit until the eighth inning, with both teams were able to get up on the scoreboard. In the eighth inning, the Emeralds added 2 runs of their own after a leadoff walk from Andrew Cachel. He came home to score on a stolen base from home. You just don't see that every day now, do ya? And Scott Bandura also eventually came home to score on a Matt Higgins RBI single to give the M's a 6-1 lead heading into the bottom of the eighth. But Hunter Fitz-Gerald would not go quietly into the night. A leadoff homer cut the deficit to 4. And the Emeralds once again just immediately returning that favor in the top of the ninth. A nice little insurance run. Andrew Cachel, a bunt hit to put Justin Wischkowski in scoring position. And he came home to score on a Scott Bandura fielder's choice. And then Cam Cotter came in and just absolutely slammed that door shut against the Everett Aqua Sox. So once again, just a fantastic hitting and pitching performance. Really balanced attack as well. Hats off to Dylan Cumming, earning the victory in tonight's ballgame. His first of the season. Went 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. That lone run came in the 5th inning. 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. Nick Sinicola came in, pitched the next 3 frames, 3 hits, 1 earned run, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. And then Cam Cotter coming in and closing that door shut for good for the night. Don't forget to turn off the lights and lock the door on your way out. Cotter, a scoreless inning. The only base runner came via walk. So good to see Cotter get going. Just the whole pitching staff as a whole. It's just a veteran squad of guys that have proven they can pitch at this level before, and they're doing it. They're doing it once again here tonight, and it has paid massive, massive dividends as the Emeralds now sit at 4-1 on the air. So that was the game recap here today in the Illyrica Network broadcast booth for the Instaprint postgame show. So we're going to step aside, take a short break here, and when we're back, look around how the Northwest League's games are going on. Still some of them in action here tonight, as well as looking around at the Giants affiliates, before we then take our final break and have a quick look ahead to tomorrow's ball game. So we'll be right back here with some scores around the league. You're listening to 95.3 The Score.
When you drive, it takes quick reactions. Eyes up on the road, no distractions. When you take the wheel, you got to take control. Put your phone in park when it's time to
message from ODOT.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What's up, sandwich heads? Today on Steve-O's Sandwich Reviews, we've got the tips and tricks to the best sandwich order. And it all starts with this little guy right here. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Partial to pastrami, craving a Cubano. Yeah, sounds delicious, but boom! Add the crisp, refreshing taste of Pepsi Zero Sugar and cue the fireworks. Lunch, dinner, or late night, it'll be a sandwich worth celebrating. Trust me, your boy's eaten a lot of sandwiches in his day, and the one thing I can say with absolute fact... every bite is better with Pepsi.
Here at locally owned and operated Illyrica Networks, we use the same service you do, so you can be rest assured that you're getting the very best internet service, whether for home, business, or enterprise. At Illyrica, we make sure that each of our valued customers gets the plan that best fits their needs. So whether you require basic service or faster speeds for gaming or HD video streaming, we will make sure to match you with the plan that works best for your home or business. Illyrica Networks always goes the extra mile. Give us a call or find out more at Illyrica.net.
Now back to the Illyrica Networks broadcast booth for more Emeralds action. Live from the ballpark, here's Jacob Archer.
Welcome back into the Illyrica broadcast booth for the Instaprint postgame show. Just a reminder as well, Ems Baseball is brought to you by Molina Immigration. Molina Immigration is melting the fear of ICE and transforming lives. Reach out today for your free discovery call with Molina Immigration at 541-653-8899. Or check us out on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. Also, the E-Web play of the game tonight was a fantastic, fantastic catch by Scott Bandura out in center field tonight, jumping up against the wall, robbing a base hit. So if you want to make a great play in your home or business, take action on climate change by investing in renewable energy projects, benefiting the environment with E-Web's LEED Green programs. Clean air and water are worth the investment for a sustainable future. So looking around the Northwest League scores here before we start to wrap up. Spokane and Tri-City, their game just went final over in Giza Stadium. Game went 11 innings long. Spokane, though, a 5-4 victory. They came into the ninth inning leading 4-0 over the Dust Devils, who rallied late in the ninth, but it was too little too late. Game got sent to extra innings, and they just couldn't quite close it. So the Spokane Indians moved to 5-0 on the year. The Dust Devils with a 1-4 record. Over in Vancouver, their friends north of the border, they had a 2-0 victory over the Hillsboro Hops. Pretty quick ball game over there. Both teams combining for just 9 total base hits. Hops held to just 3 hits and 1 error on the night. Then, of course, the game final here, Eugene, a 7-2 victory. So just something of note, I mean, it's early in the season. We're 5 games in. But Spokane and Eugene right now are the only two teams over a 500 or better record. Hillsboro and Vancouver both sitting at 2-3, so they're tied for third. Then tied for fifth place is the Dust Devils and Everett sitting at 1-4. So Spokane right now in first at 5-0. Eugene a game behind them at 4-1. Good for the M's to just continue on stacking these wins, especially here this series. Never easy to win on the road, but that's what Spokane and Eugene have been doing so far this week, both winning two of their first ball games on the road. So looking around the Giants organization, Sacramento, the AAA affiliate, 7-3 victory over El Paso. And then over in Richmond, the Flying Squirrels dropped their game against Akron by a final of 6-3. San Jose also dropped their game by a final of 8-3 against Visalia. So Eugene, Sacramento, and the big league club holding it down today in the Giants affiliate system. So 3 of the 5 ball clubs winning. We are still looking for that ever so elusive 5-team sweep. Happened once last year. It's always a fun day when that happens. And just something small that I, you know, you get to look forward to in the postgame show every day, sort of checking out those scores. So we're going to step aside here and take our final break of the Instaprint postgame show. When we're back, quick preview looking ahead to tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to look a little bit different here on 95.3 The Score. Very, very early matinee day first pitch tomorrow. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score.
As summer approaches, discover all Newport has to offer. A world-class aquarium, museums, the beautiful Yaquinahead Lighthouse, and more. Newport is home to many popular restaurants, breweries, and unique shops. Enjoy outdoor experiences for the family like fishing, crabbing, hiking, and mountain biking. Love nature? You'll enjoy bird watching, whale watching, and storm watching. So what are you waiting for? Your adventure starts here at discovernewport.com.
Want to be part of a cleaner, greener Eugene while also saving money? The Eugene Water and Electric Board is committed to offering programs that can help customers conserve energy and water while also reducing their utility bills. The cheapest, greenest energy is the energy you never use. That is why EWEB always encourages efficiency and conservation first. They offer programs to help you upgrade your home's efficiency, as well as conservation tips on how to save energy and water in your home or business. Learn more at eweb.org/saveenergy.
Here at locally owned and operated Alerica Networks, we use the same service you do, so you can be rest assured that you're getting the very best internet service, whether for home, business, or enterprise. At Alerica, we make sure that each of our valued customers gets the plan that best fits their needs. So whether you require basic service or faster speeds for gaming or HD video streaming, we will make sure to match you with the plan that works best for your home or business. Alerica Networks always goes the extra mile. Give us a call or find out more at alerica.net.
When you drive, it takes quick reactions. Eyes up on the road, no distractions. When you take the wheel, you got to take control. Put your phone in park when it's time to roll. Before you start your car, you got to park your phone. When you drive, come on.
Message from ODOT.
You're listening to the Instaprint Postgame Show on the Eugene Emeralds Radio Network. Here's Jacob Archer.
And welcome back into the third and final segment here today for the Instaprint Postgame Show. Visit Instaprint for everything from self-serve copies to commercial printing and mailing. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff can take your project from idea to completion. Before we wrap it up here and get out of here, tomorrow, 12:05, first pitch, little matinee day baseball here at Funko Field. Always looking forward to these afternoon types of games. So we'll be live here on 95.3 The Score after the game, assuming on the timing, depending how long the game goes. Steve Tannen will be on doing his normal sports talk show after. So a good matchup in store. I mean, honestly, the Emeralds just look to continue to roll, right? They won the first two games, dropped the third, now winners of the last two games. Just off to an incredible start this season. Not much more you can ask for than a 4-1 record. I mean, I guess 5-0, like Spokane, right? But for the Ems, just continuing to win in really dominant fashion, too. That's been one of the more impressive things. Some of these ball games just haven't been too close, or they've shown great resilience and effort. So tomorrow on the mound, it'll be left-hander Jack Cho on the mound for Eugene, and Perez, the righty, who's already had one appearance this year with a 7.36 ERA on the mound for the Everett Aqua Sox. So a great team victory here tonight, and I think that is going to do it for the Instaprint postgame show. Got to wrap up here and get ready for tomorrow, because 14 hours from now, there's going to be another baseball game here right on this field. So looking forward to it. Hope you guys all join me tomorrow. If you join me here today, very grateful for each and every person that tuned in. For Lucas back in the studio, thank you for all the help here tonight. We'll be live tomorrow at 11:50 for the Molina Immigration pregame show before first pitch at 12:05. Hope everyone has a fantastic rest of their night. Go Emeralds.
Going back, it's over his head, and it's gone!
This has been a production of the Eugene Emeralds Radio Network on 95.3 The Score.
And that's it.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Eugene Emeralds and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Eugene Emeralds. We'll catch you next game right here on the Eugene Emeralds Radio Network and 95.3 The Score. now return to regularly scheduled programming on 95.3 The Score.
We're basically the only tournament that deserves to be called a golf tournament. Difference. You've been there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, twice on the lottery. So
oh, well maybe I will. Maybe I. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sign up, and then I'm going to make divots all over the place.
And I'll tell you the second way to do it.
And although this November,
are you ready?
Is that Tom Rinaldi? Don't get me started on him.
So the second way to do it, you volunteer to work the Masters week. What you have to
do. Oh, free labor? I ain't falling for that trap.
Well, wait a minute here.
Yeah, Todd, who do you think he is, a Bills fan?
Yeah.
You're going to work a lot of hours, but you're going to have access to anytime you're not working to be on the grounds. That means Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So now I help millions, because they all listen to this network,